Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into John Mark Comer's The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book hit you as hard as it hit me?
It absolutely did. This is one of those books that feels like it's been written specifically for the moment we're living in. Comer's core argument is that hurry isn't just a bad habit, it's the great enemy of the spiritual life.
Yeah, and he doesn't pull any punches. He starts by describing his own burnout as a pastor in Portland. From the outside, everything looked successful, but inside he was hollow and irritable.
Right. And that personal crisis led him to realize he was living in direct violation of how we're designed to function. He points to the ancient practice of Sabbath as the original antidote to hurry.
The Sabbath thing is wild to me. He says we're made to work from rest, not rest from work. And when we ignore that rhythm, we break something fundamental.
Exactly. Comer goes further and calls hurry a form of violence on the soul. It fragments our attention, makes it impossible to be present to God or to the people in front of us.
I love that line. A hurried person cannot truly love because love requires time and the willingness to be interrupted. That hit home.
And he doesn't just diagnose the problem. He offers a practical framework for practices for cultivating an unhurried life. The first one is silence and solitude.
Which is terrifying to think about, honestly. We're addicted to noise and distraction. Comer says solitude isn't just being alone, it's being alone with God, free from screens and demands.
He recommends starting small, like 10 minutes a day of complete silence. No phone, no music, just sitting. That alone feels radical.
Then comes Sabbath, but he defines it really practically, a 24-hour period to cease, rest, embrace, and then feast. A weekly rebellion against productivity.
He acknowledges how hard that is in a 24/7 culture, but he insists it's non-negotiable for a healthy soul. The third practice is simplicity.
Simplicity isn't about poverty, it's about uncluttering your life so you can focus on what matters. Saying no to good things so you can say yes to the best things.
And the fourth practice is slowness. Not moving at a snail's pace, but being fully present. Walking instead of driving, eating without a screen, having a conversation without checking your phone.
Comer ties it all back to Jesus. He points out that Jesus was never in a hurry. He was constantly interrupted, but he was always calm and fully present.
His secret? Deep, unhurried connection with the Father through solitude, silence, and prayer. Comer is heavily influenced by Dallas Willard, who famously said that hurry is the great enemy of the spiritual life.
One part that got me was the connection between hurry and anger. Comer says a hurried person is almost always an irritable person. When you're rushed, you have no margin for the unexpected.
Right.
The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, all require time and space to grow. Hurry is the soil where those fruits cannot flourish.
He also takes on technology. He's not anti-tech, but he says smartphones are designed to be addictive. They fragment our time into tiny slivers, making deep focus nearly impossible.
He suggests a digital Sabbath, a regular time each week to disconnect from screens entirely, and turning off notifications, using tech with intention.
The whole book feels like a lifeline. It's not about guilt, it's about freedom. Comer invites us to escape the prison of frantic busyness and discover the spacious, joyful life Jesus promised.
And it's honest about the cost. You'll have to make difficult choices, disappoint people, let go of your idols of productivity and approval.
But the reward is a life of peace, presence, and connection. That's what I'm taking away. We have to ruthlessly eliminate hurry, not because we should, but because we were never meant to live like machines.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
This book is a game changer, honestly.
It's a reminder that the most urgent task for any of us is to slow down and be fully alive. We'll see you in the next one.